Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Pete Davidson getting his tattoos removed. I knew you were going to go there. Are you okay?
No, I'm devastated.
Wait, why though?
I'm like, really sad. It's kind of weighed me down all day. Like
But like that the pain of that,
what the post said that I like half read, because I was like floating above my body in like a dissociative state, said that like it just takes too long for him to get all his tattoos covered up in like the makeup chair. And I'm like, in what role has he had to cover up all his tattoos?
Like for SNL? I don't really watch SNL.
I don't think SNL cares that much about like their honesty and like their performances.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. How else can I help you?
Just like check in every once in a while. Like it's going to be a hard next couple days.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be literally fine. If it helps, he does not know you exist.
If he did know I existed, he wouldn't be interested. And even if he was interested, our relationship would be incredibly toxic.
Yeah, I
think based on all of his past relationships
and all of my past. Yeah, I think he's exactly the type of person you absolutely should not date.
Yeah, I've dated a lot of like Kroger brand Pete Davidson's and none of it's worked out. So how could I think the name brand one would go any better?
Mystic balls.
Hey Nicole.
Hi Cheyenne, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
So fantastic.
I'm actually more excited than I sound. I'm coming in pretty hot for this one.
Oh, really? With the notes or what?
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot to say about this one, even though nothing really happened in it.
Season one, F5, baby.
You're undead to me.
I'm glad you have a lot to say, because I was watching it and I was like, they just, as with any Vampire Diaries episode, the last 5 minutes are the most intense.
And the last 5 minutes are always a roller coaster ride. What did you say before?
Oh, I just asked, how's it going?
It's going great. I tested negative for COVID.
Hell yeah.
That's how you know I have really high anxiety, is that I've literally already had COVID and have been told by like both the news, medical professionals, Dr. Fauci, my mom, my dad, my friends, that if I were to get it again, it would be so shocking that scientists would descend upon my apartment in the same way that they did for the man in Hong Kong and study him.
Really?
I continue to get tested regularly.
I have yet to be tested. Because my anxiety is like in a different way where I'm like, I am too scared to get tested.
You're like, I'd rather just have it.
I'd rather just have it and not know. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that I have it.
It's fine. This isn't a public health podcast.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but I did think people could get it twice. I thought that was something they were like, not everyone does, but you can, and it's less severe.
I was under that impression for a while, and then it became like a news story that a man in Hong Kong got it again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, have people not been getting it again often?
Well,
I don't know. I tested negative, so like I said, I'm coming in hot.
Let's talk Vampire Diaries.
All right. Let's get back into this escapist podcast of ours and not talk about COVID on it.
Damon has been locked in the freaking basement for 3 days. Like, okay, they eat other things, yeah. I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know. So I'm like,
it's more of a hobby, though, less of a necessity. Like, I don't think they need to eat food.
That's so interesting.
It's just like a fun little thing for them.
But it was interesting to me that we find out that they can die. Vampires can die. I didn't realize.
Yeah, in this show, vampires can die and they also can be like a living corpse, if that makes sense.
It does. And it, so if they don't
So,
drink blood, then they mummify and die.
desiccation and mummification,
Exactly.
that's the shit that happens when you don't drink blood. I love
Yeah.
that Stefan. This is still in the first scene where Stefan's just kind of gazing into the little basement cellar where Damon's rotting away and goes, I'll move you to the family crypt. And in 50 years, we can reevaluate. Stefan said, let's circle back.
He goes, I'm gonna let you sleep on this.
You can sit your ass in the family crypt, and in 50 years, we'll regroup.
Sometimes
We'll touch
men
base.
will pin this on the board. We'll take a breather for 50 years. Honestly, if I could like lock myself in a room and just like think about my problems before I start talking about them, this is something everyone could use.
Yeah, all of a sudden, no problems.
Yeah, you're like, you
Well,
know what? I don't even remember what we were fighting about.
desiccation in this show is just like the most extreme form of hanger.
Yeah.
And they, I don't know. I also am a little bit jealous. Like, can you imagine being a vampire? And if you just want to, like, I mean, obviously the process, like getting to the point where you're like a mummy is clearly not fun. But once you're there, like, if you wanted to, like, just put a little bottle of blood next to your bedside table and just take it easy for the next 50 years.
Take it easy, man. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Can you like be in society though, or are you kind of just like done with that?
You're a mummy.
Okay.
You just
So you're
wither away.
gotcha.
So I guess you'd have to like say to someone like, hey, in 50 years, can you take that bottle of blood by my bed and just give me a little dribble drabble right in the throat?
And then you can just like lay in bed and watch TikToks all day, probably.
No, not even. Like you're basically in a coma.
Oh, then why wouldn't you just want to be dead?
Because I'd want to like come back all like rejuvenated and shit in 50 years.
You know
He's
what?
saying if you need to take a break, if you need to
If you
take a
just need
break
like
from
a
life,
sabbatical from
which
life.
many of us do
Yeah.
and do not get because we keep waking up every goddamn day, this wouldn't be the worst thing, is all I'm saying. Okay, back to it. Stefan said, let's circle back. Zach, Uncle Zach, man. First of all, he's hot as fuck. Have we addressed that
I
yet?
think we've touched on it, yeah.
This family
Good
just
genes.
keeps pumping them out. They're
Yeah.
just churning them out.
Yeah.
And Uncle Zach's not even a vampire. He's just a regular guy. He comes down to the cellar to question mark. I don't really know what his purpose is, to mock Damon, to He tells him that he's decided to not have a family because of him, which seems like that was his decision. He doesn't need to project that onto anyone else. And then he gets got, and Damon has enough strength to reach through and start choking him from behind the cellar,
Correct.
which is a bummer for Uncle Zach for sure. But then Stefan comes back down, and it's like NBD.
Yeah, he saves them, and then I think Stefan says something along the lines of like, yeah, keep doing that, because the more you exude your energy, the like faster you're gonna mummify or whatever.
Mummify. Dude, you know who else keeps waking up every goddamn morning? Elena Gilbert in a cami and a full face of makeup
In a
in her
full
bed with that
face.
stupid horse painting above of her.
Hair
Above her, above
just
her.
as straight as she is.
Hair, hair just as straight as this show, baby.
She wakes up. She keeps waking up.
Yet again.
And she goes into her bathroom and finds who? Vicky.
Our mermaid queen, Vicky, who again has mermaid hair in this situation in which she's woken up in a bedroom that's not hers.
And also, okay, this is everyone's literal worst nightmare to like wake up in the morning and go to the bathroom and find someone your brother's been hooking up with, but also from Vicky's point of view, to be like, I can just imagine her thought process. She's in the bathroom and she's like, oh my God, I hope Elena does not walk in here right now and see me. And she does. And they have to be like, hi, good morning.
You know what she could have done though?
Locked the door,
She could have
probably.
locked the door.
Okay, that's a
So
good point.
her and Jeremy are together now.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Which is interesting. Okay, wait, I was thinking about this too. How old is Vicky? Did she graduate high school?
Oh.
Like, I think she's older. I think she's got to be like 20.
No, 'cause you see her at the school. But
Okay.
she's Matt's sister, which unless they're twins.
Well, and also later in the
And then how
episode.
young is Jeremy?
'Cause she talks about like when in that scene, which we'll get to obviously, but she talks about like how she's o like always just gonna be working at the grill or whatever. But like, does she work at the grill full time? I don't know. It's unclear her
No.
age.
We just know that she's older than Jeremy,
Yeah. And
which
maybe she's the same age as Tyler, but Tyler's the same age as
Matt
Matt.
and are they twins? Fraternal?
There's no way they're twins because they would have said they're twins. It'd be like part of the thing.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I feel like this show wouldn't let twins get past them that fast.
No way. They wouldn't just be like, and they were twins. Like,
Yeah, that's a really great question. I
unclear. I just, it
don't
passed my
know.
mind. I was like, wait a minute. How old is this bitch? I think she's
Yeah,
old. I'm gonna be honest. I
I
think
think
she's like
she's still in
20.
high school.
I just don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just have to sit with that one. I doubt we're gonna get any answers. Jenna doesn't GAF that Vicky's there. She's fine with it. She's a cool aunt. She's not like other aunts. She asks about Stefan, and Elena is real salty about it and says she hasn't heard from him in 3 days and got like a weird voicemail about it, like from him just saying he needed to take care of some things.
I know, and she's like, it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. And I'm like, oh, Elena, honey, you're not fine. It's okay
Yeah.
not to be fine.
Yeah, it's okay to not be okay, girly.
But no, she's doing that like very classic, like, I'm could easily spiral right now, and I'm not gonna let myself spiral. She's playing it real cool, but she is freaking pissed that Stefan has not spoken to her in 3 days.
Which it's kind of funny. Like from his perspective, or just from the perspective of like us as viewers of the show, that like in her mind she's getting ghosted and it's really annoying, and he like shows up late to things later in the episode and she's very frustrated about it, or like he won't tell her about things with his ex-girlfriend. And then in his reality, he's literally trying to like desiccate his vampire brother.
Yeah.
He's really just out like hunting squirrels while he's ghosting her.
And she's like, where were you? Like, she probably thinks he's like talking to another girl or something. I mean, anyone would think that. Little does she know. So yeah, Elena's not okay. I wanted to give her a hug at that moment, but
I wanted to caress her hair.
her straight ass hair.
Pinch that little nose, that little teeny tiny little nose.
She's so cute.
She is so cute, so boring.
So cute and so boring.
So cute
Wow.
and so boring, yeah. So Jenna is going out with Logan, who, if you remember, is the
News
douchey
anchor.
news anchor that she
X.
has question mark trauma with from high school. He's trying to get the Gilbert watch from her because he's in on this whole we know about vampires situation.
He is trying to get the Gilbert watch, but I feel like he kind of likes Aunt Jenna.
Aunt Jenna feels that way too.
You know what? He could easily fool me because whenever I watch him look at her, I'm like, they have a past. You can't just fake a past. You can't pretend it didn't happen.
It's probably a two birds, one stone situation.
It probably is. He's having fun with it, but he also is trying to steal this watch.
Yeah, he's about the watch, not about the WAP. Maybe he's a little bit about both.
I think he's a man and he can only be about both.
Yeah. Watches and WAPs.
Yeah.
All right. So let's catch up with Caroline, who is just, for good reason, absolutely traumatized. She has like weird holes in her memory she can't figure out. She thinks she let him bite her, but she doesn't know why.
Because she liked it.
Because she liked it. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
No. Yeah, Caroline, bless her heart.
Her mom, Ellen DeGeneres, is just busy taking care of the scandal. Can't help her out.
Ellen DeGeneres, the cop. Yeah, I love that her mom's a cop.
The sheriff.
Oh.
She's the sheriff. Put some respect on her name.
Okay. The sheriff. My bad.
Caroline tells Bonnie that she still has that ugly ass crystal. And then for the rest of the episode, it's never addressed. It's there in a flash and it's gone.
Yeah.
So that's that on that.
End of scene.
Caroline's organizing a car wash fundraiser, which we later find out is a fundraiser for the fire department in memory of Coach Tanner.
Who died due
Who's dead.
R.I.P. Vampire, yeah.
And it's a car wash fundraiser called Sexy Suds. When I'm dead in my grave, you know what to do. Okay?
Have a little fundraiser for you.
Have a Sexy Suds fundraiser.
Can you imagine in high school, these people are in high school and they're like, put on your sluttiest, what do they call it? They call it like stripper bikinis. Theo, we're going full stripper. Bikinis. And they're just like washing people's cars. That would not fly in this post Jeffrey Epstein, era.
Absolutely not. Not in my Me Too era.
Not in my Me Too era. No, this is a breeding ground for hashtag Me Too.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so there's a fundraiser being organized. So Caroline's acting like everything's fine and dandy, basically trying to probably escape her memories of whatever the fuck she thinks happened between her and Damon. Yeah.
It's such a good point that you bring up about like these girlies just think they're being played and like these guys are douchebags. Meanwhile, they're dealing with being vampires.
Yeah.
It just makes you think you never know what someone's going through.
He's not a douchebag, honey. He's dead.
He's not a douchebag, honey. He has been locked in a cell for 3 days.
He's desiccating. All right.
He hasn't tasted human blood in many moons.
Literally, the vervain is running through his system.
Yeah. So
don't call him.
Yeah. She's got to forget about him.
Yeah, let him go. She asked Stefan, Caroline asked Stefan where's Damon at school? And Stefan goes, he's gone and he's not coming back. Sorry, that's it. Stefan, just as eloquent as ever.
Yeah.
End of scene. Once again, we transition to the Mystic Grill where all the shit goes down.
Yeah.
What's the name of that place in Jersey Shore that they always go to?
Oh my god, I don't even. I don't know.
Shit, it's that one club. That's what the Mystic Grill is, okay? And this random stranger sees Stefan,
mm-hmm.
and is like, I know you. I know you. Stefan's like, no, you don't.
And he's like, yes.
You haven't aged at all. And
Creepy.
Elena's already ticked off because Stefan was an hour late for meeting her.
An hour late for meeting her, in which she occupied her time by playing pool with Matt.
Sweet Matt.
And Matt's like, tell me about your boy problems. And she's like, no. And then Matt is like, we used to be best friends. Did you forget that? Which I thought was kind of sweet. And then, yeah, so this guy talks to Stefan after he shows up an hour late. Already, Elena's pissed.
Yeah, she's mad, even though, yeah, Maddie D did say, like, I think Stefan's a really nice guy, which was super selfless of Maddie D, I think.
I agree.
And she doesn't seem to take that to heart, gets really annoyed with Stefan when in reality, it's not really his fault that this random guy thinks that he knows him.
No, but it's
Even
kind
though
of
her
like
suspicions were true.
it's a perfect storm because she was already mad at that he was late, and then like this random guy is saying creepy things to him, which he can't explain. And the girl needs some solid explanations.
Yeah, she does. She for sure does. And then this is where things, as they always do with Stefan, things take a turn. She's in her bed trying to mope in peace. Jeremy's like, I think you should go get something to eat. Wink, wink. Stefan's in her home cooking her dinner.
A homemade Italian feast.
Chicken parm, if I recall correctly.
Chicken parm, which, by the way, is my personal favorite meal. And if a boy made me chicken parm.
Even if you were upset with him and wanted to be alone, and then you walk downstairs and you find that he's in your home cooking you dinner.
You know, to be honest, if you're going to apologize, that's like a great way to do it. Bring me flowers, make me dinner. If I was Elena, I'd be like, yo, we do need to have a talk, but this is a good start.
She lets him off pretty easy. Although I will say that I like that he says, if you're gonna dump me, like you should at least know who you're dumping. Like you wanna know me, right? I at least he acknowledged that he was doing dumpable things.
I agree. I agree. And I feel like their relationship is just at that point in time where she was like, I feel like I don't know you. And he does have some questions to answer. And then he starts talking about all like the movies he likes to watch. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's so basic.
It's so basic. He thinks, what show did he say was the best American TV show?
Okay, whoa, that was the one that I agreed with. Seinfeld.
He said
He's
Seinfeld.
correct. Yeah, he's correct on that one.
Have you watched New Girl?
Of course, I watched New Girl. That one's good. But Seinfeld, come on.
Yeah, I guess Vampire Diaries predates New Girl,
New, yeah.
but
Well, he says he likes The Great Gatsby, but he's not a snob, and he also likes John Grisham. Okay. And he loves Martin Scorsese films. He's super, like, everyone likes these things, Stefan.
Yeah, he's just like really hitting the nail on the head. He's like, you have to get to know me. It turns out I'm like everyone else. Nothing unique.
He might as well just strap on his little tiny beanie and get it over with.
Yeah, put on
Become
a
a
pair of
bassist
like,
in the local alt band.
yeah, with his Vans and like a tight pair of black jeans.
Oh God, I'm kind of turned on.
I said it and I was like, ooh, with a little denim jacket.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
I digress.
So he says that he likes Van Morrison, a little bit of Kanye, and even in quotes, that one Miley song. Do we think he's talking about Party in the USA?
My mind went straight to The Climb, but it could be Party in the USA. I don't, but I've also been listening to The Climb recently. So that could be it.
I'm trying to think if there's any Miley songs that have any vampire undertones. Can't be tamed.
Seven Things I Hate About You. Not a vampire, but like a banger, you know?
But yeah, a banger for sure. He could be talking about all of them.
But he's like Elena's very titillated and she's giggling with him and like watching him cut things. And she's, as far as I can tell, she's accepting this apology.
Yeah, she says to him, like, oh, if I'm going to eat garlic, I want to make sure you are too.
And
Come
he's
on,
like, I
Elena. Have a
love garlic.
backbone. Make him work a little bit harder
No,
than
yeah.
that.
The dinner hasn't even touched your lips yet. And she's already like, okay. And then they make out in the kitchen, which was.
No. Well, yes, they do make out in the kitchen. But first, she has to cut her thingy.
I am pretty sure the kiss maybe doesn't, but no, yeah. She's like,
No, I
look.
specifically wrote down how I thought it was very strange that they kiss after she cuts her finger.
Yeah, she like helps cut the Elena helps cut the garlic up. Slices her little hand open. Elena, so clumsy.
Dumb idiot.
Dumb whore. She's
Didn't
always
know
clumsy.
Elena was such a dumb bitch.
I'm sure you did.
Actually, I think about it a lot. Yeah, she
He
cuts her fingy, rut-row, Stefan.
and he sees it and he's like, oh my God. And she goes to the sink and she can totally see his reflection in the little window. And he is going full, do I say it?
Say it.
Dick vein eyes.
Dick veins.
Dick veins in her eye,
Dick
in his eyes.
veins. Let me just get a little bit of a
ASMR.
ASMR in that. Dick veins. Dick veins. Sorry, dick
Which is so ugly, and he turns just ghostly white. I hate when
veins.
Stefan's
The teeth start
vampire.
to kind of come out.
Oh, the teeth though. The
Do you
teeth.
like that?
I don't hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's like, "What? Nothing. Nothing happened." And she's like, "No." And he turns around from her, and he's dodging her
He's
gaze,
in dodging.
and she's like, "Stefan, Stefan, what's going on?" And then he turns around and he goes, "Nothing. Got something in my eye." And he's fine.
Gaslighting. Take a drink.
Gaslighting. Oh my God. This is a really toxic relationship.
Yeah, it hell is.
So he gaslights the shit out of her. And then they make out.
And then they make out. Ladies, have you ever experienced this? I know I have.
Elena being such a relatable character for us.
Sweetie, honey, baby. Yeah, she. And then everything's fine. They're making out. I guess they're back together. They didn't ever officially start dating.
No, there was no like exchange of you're
What
my
are we?
girlfriend. Yeah, there was no what are we? They also didn't.
DTF. Wait,
Yeah.
DTF, that means down to DTR, excuse me.
What is that?
Define the relationship.
Oh, define the relationship. And they also never finished eating dinner. They just kind of made out, and that's all we see. I would really have liked to see this homemade family recipe chicken parm, but
Do you think
alas.
they'll eat it with a gigantic stemless wine glass filled with Coke and no ice?
Coke and no ice, but like maybe red wine? It's
Do you
unclear.
think they'll retire to the parlor later for a cup of tea, like the little adult teenage children that they are?
Only if Elena's wearing three tank tops and Stefan's wearing a Henley, then yes.
Yeah, I'm assuming that just because the episode ends doesn't mean that they don't eat their dinner.
They did definitely eat the dinner,
Yeah, I
probably.
just want to make sure you know that so you can like
No.
rest easy.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank
Okay. Yeah, no problem, no problem.
you.
So, Vicky and Jeremy are upstairs getting up to no good, popping pills, having
Yeah.
premarital sex.
Yeah, and even Jeremy was like, I feel like we're always just getting high together. And Vicky's like, shut up. Look at these pills I found.
That's pretty much all Vicky ever says. But yeah, she finds Elena's pain medicine from the car accident in which their parents died. I just want to put it out that I think Vicky's being a little insensitive.
Well, she's an addict. She doesn't care about other people's feelings.
Yeah, it just, come on, like
It's
at
really
least get your
sad.
pain medicine from
a
from
less tragic event. Like, don't you know someone who got their wisdom teeth removed or like whose grandpa had a hip replacement?
oh my God. And Jeremy's like, also,
Jeez.
like, stop.
It's like that's medicine that was the result of like my parents' death.
And then on top of that, she tries to grind it up with the watch.
Yeah, with his dad's watch.
His dead father's watch.
Jeez, she didn't know, but also,
And he goes, "It's an
come
antique." Which it is, but I don't know. I thought that was funny. So then she presumably snorts that.
we can only assume.
We They didn't
I
show it,
don't think
so
she
it's
used it to
what?
powder her wig, honey.
Correct.
Then they go hang out at, what do you know, the cemetery where everyone hangs out apparently when they're not at the Mystic Grill. And all of her mid-30s friends are there.
All just stoned.
All mid-30s. I just want to say that again.
Well, and this was the point in the episode where I was like, wait a minute, how old is Vicky? Because even if she's, let's say she's 18,
Okay.
she's hanging out with like definitely mid-30-year-olds. But if she's in like her 20s, she's dating someone in high school. So Vicky is doing questionable things regardless. There's not a lot of clarity with this.
Age is but a number, all right?
That's what they say.
That's what it says on her tramp stamp. So her friends are there. She chucks Elena's pills at them
What
and is
I
like, check
found.
it
And
out.
they're
This is from
like,
my boyfriend's parents' car accident where they died.
and they were like, sweet.
They're like, dope, 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 dope. Thanks, Vicky.
And they their eyes lit up. The guy she threw it to, his eyes lit up. She must have gotten that good.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't even know what they prescribe for these things.
I don't really either, to be
I like, yeah, which says a lot about us, I guess. We're just so straight edge. We're not doing prescription drugs for fun
in a cemetery
in a
with a bunch of
cemetery with our
30-year-olds.
30-year-old friends. So,
Yeah. Jeremy gets mad at that, which he's getting mad because he's like, oh, they're gonna notice that this is gone. Which, yeah, but I just feel like, wouldn't a part of you also be mad that, again, Vicky's like parading around this leftover trauma?
yeah, I don't really
Am I
know.
getting too deep in this?
Vicky's just fully gone. But Jeremy, his motives are correct, but definitely like the intent is a little bit whack. He's like, my sister's gonna notice that they're gone. And you're like, Jeremy, your parents are dead. Don't you
Jeremy, don't you want to be sad about that?
wanna be sad that your parents are dead? I don't know. Personally, I just think that this whole scene is crazy because of the age difference and that they're in a cemetery getting high.
Yeah, so Jeremy is storming out. Vicky follows him. She's kind of like on her queen shit and starts calling out like how he's being kind of like classist a little bit and saying
Yes.
that all those druggies are like going nowhere and blah blah. And she's like, okay, wait a second. I'm also going nowhere because you're rich and I'm not. And I work at the Mystic Grill and you're probably gonna like go to college.
Yeah, and she goes, "You're gonna tell your kids about the like little depressive phase you had, but it's just gonna be a story and you're gonna be over it." So good for her. And then she also was like, "If I wanted to, you're being an asshole, and if I wanted to date an asshole, I would go back to Tyler."
Who BT dubs Tyler Lockwood is nowhere to be found in this episode.
No, he's pretty much MIA.
I didn't mind.
Yeah, he sucks.
He sucks, but yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. No screen time for him.
No screen time. But yeah, so Vicky like really stands up for herself.
Hell yeah. In a really dramatic change of scenery, we're gonna go from the cemetery to the car wash fundraiser for the dead father
football coach, Mr. Tanner.
Action.
And action. High schoolers in bikinis.
Washing people's cars. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh my gosh. And then they like they're at the car wash fundraiser. We see Elena and oh my god, I literally just blanked on his freaking name.
Stefan.
I was like, Stefan?
Stefan?
Elena and Stefan and they go, I think it's Tiki that comes up to them and she's like, this is a bikini fundraiser. To which Stefan replies, I guess you have to take that off. And Elena takes off her sweatshirt in the most. I could just tell, like, they were filming that scene and they were like, all right, Nina, you need to look as not sexy as possible. And she like pulls it over her head and like gets caught in her hair and she's making this weird face. And I'm like, you have never not looked hot in your whole life. Like, why are you even?
And it shows.
And it, yeah, shows.
I love that part because they really try and be like, look, she's zany. She can't even get her shirt off. It's like,
yeah. I was like, you've taken a shirt off. Come on. Anyway, she goes, that's not sexy. And Stefan goes, I disagree. And I was like, all right.
Just throw her on the car. It's called sexy suds for a reason. But yeah, speaking of Tiki, she's just really in a bad mood, this car wash.
Not this. This is not Tiki's fundraiser.
No.
As in, it's just not her day.
Yeah, no. She's there's been other fundraisers that she really shined.
Not this one, though.
It's not. She's not. Yeah, not this one.
And also, Bonnie's kind of in a mood.
Bonnie's also in a mood. It's a whole thing. They have a lot of tension between the two of them. Tiki, by the way, is just this new person that I'm assuming we'll never see again.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Tiki came from, but
yeah, she's being really mean to Bonnie and being really mean to some guy who she calls his car a POS. And I'm pretty sure it was like the exact type of car I drove in high school, just saying. And she makes the water like explode all over Tiki. Bonnie does, like, using her witchy shit.
Yeah, she's staring. Tiki is like bent over this bucket of water, just doing her little car wash fundraiser thing. And Bonnie's staring her down and makes the water explode in her face.
Pretty funny.
Witch shit.
And more witch shit later in the episode. And this was really extreme. Tiki tells her that she needs to sweep.
Yeah.
And so what's the natural reaction? Use your witchy mind shit to set her car on fire.
Yeah, that was extreme.
That's a little bit of an overreaction, if you ask me.
Yeah, so her car's like on fire. And then Stefan to the rescue. Stefan and Bonnie are getting really close in this episode. You can tell there's like a mutual friendship kind of forming, and he like snaps her out of it and she's like, what happened? And
yeah,
he's like you like were blacked out basically, and she's like, did I do that? And he's like, yeah. And she goes, don't tell anyone. Well, guess what, Stefan's great at keeping secrets, so
yeah, he sure is. Ask Elena. I do want to point out how ironic it is that Bonnie sets a fire at a fire department fundraiser. That didn't get past me.
No, me too.
But yeah, I think Stefan has pretty much known almost from the get-go that Bonnie's a witch.
Oh yeah, after that one like meal that they had, in which they drank Coke out of stemless wine glasses, I was like, yeah, he knows. He knows what's up.
Then we catch up with Aunt Jenna. And Logan Fell, douchey news guy.
Mm-hmm.
Logan says that he's going to include a lot of footage of all the high school girls in bikinis in the news because 30% of Americans watch the news with the volume off.
That was not lost on me. Again, not in this Me Too era.
And then immediately after saying that he was planning on obtaining footage of all the high school girls in their bikinis, Aunt Jenna allows her niece, Elena, to get in the car with him to go to the news station to obtain old footage to try and figure out what's going on with Stefan.
Yes, because we missed this like little part where they were at the fundraiser, and who does Elena see but the mystery man that spotted Stefan at the Mystic Grill. And so Elena's like, wait a minute, hi. Oh, we find out that later that this is Tiki's grandfather.
It was so unnecessary. He didn't have to be her grandfather.
He could have just been a stranger, but no, he is actually related to someone. So she was like, so where do you know Stefan? Like, are you sure that you saw Stefan? You've seen him before? And he goes, yeah. And we find out that he'd seen him in 1953,
when his uncle, not Zach, Uncle Joseph was died. Supposedly attacked by an animal.
A wild animal.
Yeah.
Elena.
A darn mountain lion.
Honestly, she's such a nosy bitch. I was watching that and she was like asking him all these questions. This stranger with dementia, I'm pretty sure.
To put it as his granddaughter Tiki puts it, he's a little Alzheimer.
Alzheimer. She said that and I go, oh my God. But
tough.
Yeah, Elena's nosy. And I mean, I guess that Stefan's not really giving her a bone. So she's got to just get it from a stranger.
Yeah, and then she's going to get it from Logan Fell, who probably has footage of her in a bikini.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah. So she goes to the archives in the news station, and lo and behold, she does find the attack in 1953. And in the background is Stefan.
Stefan. He's in the background. Yeah, and she's like, oh my God. And then she's running through. Is this where she like runs through all the things in her head where she was like, he doesn't get injured, and he runs really fast. And
definitely like a your skin is ice cold, you sparkle in the sunlight type of realization.
Type of flashback moment, yeah.
Really some parallels here between our other favorite vampire show slash book slash
movie series.
Movie trilogy. Series. Trilogy. Wait, no. Aren't there four? I don't know.
I literally couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you. But yeah, she does have that moment. I don't know if it's specifically at this part or later, but she starts to put the pieces together. And I don't think she would have really gotten there were it not for Vicky saying that she was attacked by a vampire. I think that gave her some good solid content.
Definitely. Well, how
could her, of a better word.
How could her mind even like go there, you know? So she was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she heard it. It was in the back of her mind. And obviously, like any logical person, she was like, this can't be. Vampires are not real. But guess what? So are witches. So it's all coming together.
It's all coming together. She is pretty freaked out, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And I mean, I obviously like seeing a literal video of Stefan in 1953. Like that'll do it to you.
Yeah. No, that must have been jarring.
I really can't imagine.
I cannot imagine
what she's going through. I just can't.
Yes. So then we go flash forward. Ugh, poor Damon. He's still trapped in his little cell.
Poor little Damon.
Poor little Damon.
Just wasting away.
Just withering. And he's trying to compel Caroline to come save him, like, via Bluetooth or something. Like, he's just like, Caroline.
It's like when you're with your friend and they, like, you're running errands and they leave you in their car, but they're like, music is still playing, but they like run in to grab something from the store and you're just like in the back of their car, like hearing their music, like,
the Bluetooth music. No,
that's exactly what Damon's doing in Caroline's head.
Exactly. And Caroline's like, what is going on? But she hears it for sure. And she like thinks she sees him in her room, and things are getting creepy. We see another crow, by the way. in Caroline's room when
I'm
Damon is trying to compel
sorry.
her.
I really hoped you wouldn't bring it up. I'm such a
You would
liar. At
think
least
I
there's no
would?
more fog, okay?
All right. So this is about the 72nd crow we've seen in the series that
That's just simply not true.
Cheyenne told me we would never see again. But we do see crow. We don't
It
like
was
know what
wishful thinking.
we don't know what it means though. It still doesn't like mean anything.
Yeah, but there's another time when we see the crow, and it's later, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's
But yeah,
true.
he's trying to summon Caroline, which all of these arbitrary like vampire skills and things that just are coming out of nowhere. Like,
Yeah.
it's not compelling. He's not like
He's
he's
not
just
like
calling
looking.
to her. It's like essentially, you know those little tile things you can buy for your keys? That he's essentially just like ringing her little tile thing. Like, I don't know
Yeah.
where this power
No.
is coming from in
And like
this reality.
they made it very clear that to compel you have to be like looking in their eyes and like giving them the compelling look. And so in my mind I was like, okay, compelling, got it. I like understand the concept. And
Check.
then they throw this curveball at me. So maybe and he's also not as strong. Listen. Plot holes? Maybe. But anyway,
Hi, like yes, plot holes.
Caroline is nonetheless compelled and she finds herself like going to Damon's
Yeah,
house.
she breaks into the Salvatore house.
She breaks in and she like follows her instincts down the stairs. And she even says when she like gets down there and sees him, she's like, "Oh my God." And he's like, and she's like, "How did I know where you were?"
She's also like, why is my abusive ex-boyfriend in a cellar in the
Yeah.
bottom of this boarding house slash estate sale?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, "What do you like what do you want me to do?" And he goes, "You're gonna open the door." Crazy.
Dude, that was crazy.
And then she does. But then
Yeah, she does. She
who
does.
saves the day? Uncle Zach.
Uncle Zach, Zach attack.
Zach attack. Zach's
Zach
gonna
attack.
attack.
Too bad we just came up with that because now he's dead.
Because now, oh, look, he died.
He died. Damon snaps his neck, snaps it right off.
I really liked Uncle Zach.
I know he's hot. I'm
He
gonna
is
miss
hot.
him.
I'm gonna miss him too.
Good thing he didn't have a family. He thought ahead on that one.
Yeah, he really did. He was like, "It's only a matter of time before my crazy nephew murders me." And he was right. His days were numbered.
Yeah, they sure were.
So Caroline is running up the stairs. Zach is dead.
Yeah, Zach's dead.
Zach died. Caroline running up the
Running.
stairs. Damon tries to grab her. She slips away. They run upstairs. The sun burns Damon's face. Because I guess he doesn't have like his little ring on.
Yeah, Stefan took his ring off.
He doesn't, yeah. Stefan took his ring off, so he's ringless. And Caroline manages to escape and run outside.
Hell yeah. You go,
So
girl. She's
Caroline's
running
still.
for her freaking life at the end there.
She is. Wait, and he managed. Did he bite her? No. Okay.
No.
No.
Yeah, so that's a bummer. Back to the cemetery, speaking of dead people, where's that? Back to Zach's new spot.
His new home.
His new home. Vicky and her 30-year-old friends are chilling. She goes to the car to turn the music back on, which, why did the music turn off in the first place?
I
Was
don't
this a Bluetooth
know.
situation?
I thought maybe the battery had died and they were like, "Not it. Like you can go restart the car," but she just like clicks on the radio and it's fine. But she has a little visitor. Damon is laying on the bed of her truck.
Damon's struggling on the side of her truck.
Yeah, he's unwell and he's like,
He's like half a mummy at this point.
he's basically mummified. And she's like, "Are you good, dude?" And he's like, "Come here." And then she comes there. What happens?
Bites her.
He attacks her,
He
which, oh
bites
my
her.
gosh, Vicky, your second vampire attack.
Oh, Vicky has bad luck.
Well, Vicky's poor.
Vicky's not going to go to college.
She doesn't have a future anyway. Her words, not mine.
Yeah, Vicky's just born to be a snack, baby.
Yeah, she is a hot
No, I mean
piece
like
of
a
ass.
snack for Damon.
Oh, right,
Yeah, she's hot though, for sure, for sure. We can't skate past
We
that.
can't escape past the fact that she is definitely
She's
20
a looker.
and
She's a
she's cute.
looker.
So yeah, Zach dead. Vicky bitten by a vampire.
Maybe dead, to
Maybe
be fair. He
dead.
must have been hungry.
We are very unsure. But
He's hangry.
while this is simultaneously happening, Stefan it realizes that Damon is gone. He has escaped. He sees that Zach is dead. He goes to find a stake, which, by the way, I feel like you could just like fashion a stake really quickly, but this is like some heirloom stake that he
I
like
know.
pulls
He
out of a
takes it out
box.
of like a shoe box.
Yeah, that's like wrapped in like, I don't even know,
It's not
burlap.
very accessible.
No, it's pretty hidden, but
No.
he gets it out and he's running, he's running. He gets to the front door.
And wait, can I say really quickly,
Yeah.
you know what else is there?
What?
A dead crow.
Oh, yeah, the dead crow
The
is in the
dead crow, like
house.
right by Zach. Was Zach the crow?
Is Zach the crow?
Is Zach a crow?
Is Damon the crow? Like, is his soul the crow? I don't know.
I know that they want it to be symbolic, but I don't think that they thought through how to make
It's
it
not like
symbolic.
it's not linear enough through the
No,
plot
it's
to be
not.
like clear what it actually represents. Because every time I think I understand, it is dead at Zach's feet. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, every time it just ends up dead at Uncle Zach's feet. I just,
Yeah.
how many times can we do this?
Hard to say.
Okay, anyways, I interrupted. You were really building up, so take two.
Zach is dead.
Dead. Caroline running.
Stefan grabs the stake, runs upstairs. Who does he find? Elena in the threshold of his door.
Yeah, he swings open the door. She's in a tizzy, to say the
Oh
least.
my gosh, can you imagine what's even running through her mind right now? I mean, like, think of the times you've confronted your boyfriend to be like, I know the secret about you, or like, we need to have a serious chat.
You're cheating on me.
In this case, Elena's like, why do you appear in a video from 50 years ago?
When your eyes do that little dick vein thing?
She's like, you know, when you see my
I don't think you
blood?
have eczema.
No. And she goes in just absolute classic vampire tale fashion. She asks him, what are you? What are
Say
you?
it
Say
out
it.
loud.
Vampire. And that's the ep, man.
I love the ending of that episode.
The ending's great. Well, and it makes me, because hello, Nicole, have not seen any of Vampire Diaries. So I'm like,
Yeah.
half of, I mean, the whole thing that I've seen so far is like the secret of being a vampire. So now that the secret's out, or soon to be out, it's gonna really switch up the dynamic.
I have no words to explain to you the roller coaster ride that you've embarked upon
Yeah, I'm locked
with
and
this show.
loaded. Yeah.
It's just beyond your expectations. Yeah.
I'm stoked. Well, so Zach is dead.
Zach's dead. Yeah.
Vicky may be
That's
dead.
the death toll for this episode. Just one, I think.
One and a half. We'll find out what happens to
One and
Pick.
a half.
But yeah.
I guess Damon was half dead for a second there, but he never really like went full on mummy.
No. Oh, and then also we see before the scene, but Bonnie goes to her grandma's house and is like, I don't know what's happening to me. And her grandma's like, oh, I know, dear. And then they like embrace. You know when you like get your period for the first time and you go into your mom's room and you're like, Mom, and she goes,
What's
I yeah,
happening?
and she's like, well, yeah, that sucks.
Similar phenom.
She went
Similar.
through witch puberty and now she's a witch.
I am excited to see Bonnie growing into that more so.
Me too.
Bonnie's already like a badass, but she's kind of just like She's a little fraidy cat right now. She's confused and stuff, but I'm excited to see her really get witchy up in here.
Yeah, I need like another strong female character because guess what? Vicky and Elena are just not cutting it for me right now.
And Caroline is going through a little bit of trauma right now, so we can't really depend on her anymore.
Caroline has an abusive toxic ex, so.
Who's, until very recently, who was desiccating in a cellar. So,
Now he's alive. All right. Well, that was a
yeah,
good
he's back.
episode.
It was a really boring episode until the last 5 minutes. And
Classic.
that made up for everything, I think.
It did. They had to build it up. They had to build it up.
Yeah. I hope Tiki's car is okay. I wonder if she took it in or if it was totaled. Bless you. Oh my good
Thank you.
God. Thank goodness this is a remote.
I should have done it into the mic. That could have been fun. A little sneezing
Ew.
ASMR. Not in
Yeah.
this corona.
That would be yucky. I love you.
I love you. I love
Until
Vampire
next
Diaries.
time.
Bye.
Bye.
Mystic balls.